This is a My Talk Dirt Alert update. A quick look at what's happening in entertainment.
Just a quickie.
On My Talk.
Give it to me.
The next Star Wars standalone film may be about Obi-Wan Kenobi. According to a new report from The Hollywood Reporter, Disney and Lucasfilm are in talks with Oscar-nominated director Stephen Daldry, who directed Billy Elliot. And this has been a long-rumored project, and apparently it's at extremely early stages of development, and that means that there's no script and that Ewan McGregor reprising his role isn't guaranteed. Let's see here. The Bachelor, the creator of The Bachelor, sent out a tweet making it sound like he wouldn't want Peter Krause to be the star of the next season. He, of course, was the runner-up this season because he refused to commit to Rachel Lindsay on The Bachelorette. You know, I don't think Peter wants to be The Bachelor because it's just not for him, and we don't want him to be The Bachelor either, so... Sorry, he didn't even ask to be in. Fox is poking fun at all the TV show revivals with a new show about an old show that's being revived. It's about a former child star who's stuck back in his old show with his old TV family, and there's no word on any casting yet. TV this weekend, today on Netflix, the series premiere of Marvel's The Defenders, and then we have on Sunday on HBO Game of Thrones, and on Showtime Twin Peaks. That's the latest dirt. You can find more on our website, mytalk1071.com.
That is what is important right now.
Dirt Alert updates at the top of every hour. Plus, get extended Dirt Alerts at 820, 1220, and 520. And now, Jason and Alexis in the morning with producer Don on My Talk, everything entertainment.
Wow, wow, wow. Wow, 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 thoughts. Wow. You know this cookie's for the bag. Kitty, kitty, baby, get her things to rest. Like the 68 Jets. Diamonds and nothing.
8:03. Hey, everybody. It's our final hour, the 8 o'clock hour of Jason and Alexis in the morning on My Talk 107.1. Everything entertainment, everything playing the accordion totally naked. I'm Jace with Lex.
Wow, I want to see that.
Mm-hmm. I'm pretty good at it. Jason, nice. Lex, and then Jedi Master Dawn McClain. Lightsaber up, Dawn. Lightsaber up. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Yes.
Is that excited. What you're calling your accordion these days?
That's what I'm calling it, my lightsaber. Put it away. Yeah. I'm really excited. Dawn had that dish and the mini-me dirt alert about the Obi-Wan Kenobi standalone movie. My goodness, I hope they do it. I hope they do it right, and I think they will. And they and if it takes place in a time period that makes sense... they better get Ewan McGregor back as Obi-Wan. They would be foolish to ask anybody else unless they do a young Obi-Wan, which I don't think that would make any sense. If I was going to do an Obi-Wan movie, I would do it about the events after episode 3, which I'm telling you.
He'd still be that age.
Yeah. Which I'm telling you, and for those of you who aren't big Star Wars fans, let me just explain it to you and then we'll move on. Don't worry. We're not going to nerd out too much. But that, I'm not kidding when I say this, and I speak as a giant fan. That era is really what fans want to see more of. When Darth Vader is fresh as Darth Vader and is mad and is like taking people out, he's vicious. We don't see that. By the time we saw him in that very first Star Wars movie, he's older. I mean, he's a, you know, we want to see him as a new, like right after he gets his Darth
Vader,
fresh off the suit, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And if that's the period that we're going to see in a Obi-Wan movie, hells yeah.
Yeah.
So just saying.
That'll be cool.
As a Star Wars fan.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's not waste any more time. One of mine, I think it's yours. Obviously, the ladies love it, but wow, do you guys love it? One of our new segments is called Dear Diary, where Alexis and Dawn open up their actual real diaries. This is not written for the show, I promise you. That's what makes this even more delicious. And then we have child actors kind of recreate the diary entries.
Oh, that's the magic right there.
Yeah.
So good.
So We have two new ones today. We have Dawn and we have Alexis. Dawn, can we start with yours?
Sure. Mine's not quite as juicy, so let's start with mine.
Oh, you have a great line in yours. So how old are you in this one, Dawn?
I'm 12. This is the beginning of sixth grade for me.
Here we go. Dear Diary.
Once upon a time, each of us was just a 10-year-old girl with a diary. Same goes for our own Alexis and Dawn, who recently found their old diaries.
I found your diary underneath the tree and started reading about me.
This is Dear Diary with young Alexis and young Dawn. Let's return to Springfield, Missouri, and 12-year-old Dawn in November of 85.
Dear Diary, the reason why today is good is because I'm remembering yesterday, which was very good. First of all, yesterday was Mark Twain Day at school, and we got to not wear our uniforms and dress up like a person from Tom Sawyer Time. Personally, I think I looked cute. I had French braids and a pink Izod checked shirt with pink corduroy overalls. We didn't have any classes except for religion. It's fun. Instead, the whole school watched Tom Sawyer in the gym with the lights off, I must add. They had a film projector, so the movie was on the wall. Here comes the good part. I sat next to Mark. Me, Mark, and everyone else were sitting in the part where your feet go so no one could see what you were doing. Christina and Alicia sat on the other side of me. They kept whispering over my shoulder, which was very embarrassing, but funny. Mark, put your arm around her. So he finally put his arm around my butt so no one would see. Then they started to say, kiss her. I started to get nervous, even though I know he wouldn't. But it was a blast. See you tomorrow. Well, I won't see you. But anyways, ta-ta for now. Love, Dawn.
Oh. Underneath the tree.
Wow.
I have some good self-esteem.
Yeah.
I liked my hair. I liked my outfit. I'm like, I look pretty cute.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Dawn. Put your arm around my butt.
Yeah. Ooh. It's really great, guys.
It was a big deal, though. I mean,
Oh, my God. The nervousness
was huge.
I felt.
Oh, yes.
For 2 hours watching that Tom Sawyer movie.
You probably don't even remember anything about the movie.
Nope. I remember painting the fence. That's it.
Just thinking, yeah.
Remember how excited you used to get when they would, because I'm old enough, Lex, you probably miss this, but Dawn, you and I are old enough, mm-hmm. when they would reel in the projector and you knew that you're going to be watching a movie.
Yes.
And you
when
thought,
there was a
oh
substitute?
My goodness. Yeah, or just when, like, my teacher, second to, like, fourth grade, we would mm-hmm. always watch Free to Be You and Me by Marlo Thomas.
No, oh my
so
gosh.
When we would watch that, I was like, oh, yes, a movie. Oh. We don't have to do anything for 2 hours.
Oh, my
yeah.
gosh. And it was the whole school in the gym. You know, I yeah. went to a smaller Catholic school. My mom still works there to this day.
Oh. So funny.
And it's kindergarten through eighth grade.
Wow.
Wow, really?
Yeah, it's, we all fit in one gym. So
holy crap.
Wow, and the yeah. days that you didn't have to wear your uniform.
Oh, that was yeah. the best, you guys.
Best,
oh,
yeah.
Gosh.
I kind of wish now life had a uniform. I get so sick of trying to figure out. I wish now, like, my talk would require, like, a uniform, just so I wouldn't have to decide what to wear.
Yeah.
What would that be?
I don't know. Just a shirt that says my talk, like a polo shirt?
Yeah.
Something.
Pants or a khaki skirt?
Yeah. Okay. Let's get to it.
Okay.
I don't want to oversell this. I really don't.
Yeah, it's fine though. It's so good.
But I'm going to oversell this one. Oh my mini pearl. Wait until you hear what you're about to hear. Alexis, how old are you here?
11.
I'm just going to shut my mouth. Roll it, Dawn. Roll it.
Once upon a time, each of us was just a 10-year-old girl with a diary. Same goes for our own Alexis and Dawn, who recently found their old diaries.
I found your diary underneath the tree and started reading about me.
This is Dear Diary with young Alexis and young Dawn. Let's go back to Lincroft, New Jersey, 1992. And 11-year-old Alexis Thompson.
June 1992. Dear Diary, Lana's older brother Jeff is so mean. We were climbing trees in their backyard, and he told me I have horse legs. Do I have horse legs?
No.
I tried smoking. So gross. Lana stole one from my mom's purse. We went into the woods behind my house. It was like sucking on a smoky tampon.
Whoa.
And guess what? I got poison ivy. Never doing that again. When is my period gonna start?
Whoa.
I want to be a woman.
Whoop.
Bye for now. Love, Alexis.
What? There's a lot in there.
Oh
Oh.
Oh, gosh, help me. Just help me.
I know.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, first, let's tackle the horse legs. Who said you had horse legs?
My neighbors, she was one of my good friends, her older brother. And we would go behind their house and climb trees together. And now with perspective, he was just sad that I could climb them faster.
Yes.
But at the time, I was like, I have horse legs? What?
Oh, my gosh.
Wait, do I?
Oh, no.
No, but, and, you know, at 11, that's what you think about. And,
yes.
Oh.
Okay.
How tall? You know, you're shorter.
I was shorter. I had really strong. I mean,
you
still
stocky,
do. But,
yeah,
I'm shorter and stocky. And, yeah, I just.
He was jealous.
Yeah.
And now we have to dissect you smoking.
Yeah.
And thinking that it tasted like a smoky tampon.
Which, yes.
Were you, I mean, where would you ever think to say that?
Well, I had just had the conversation with my mom about becoming a woman.
Oh,
you know,
Lord.
When you start menstruating. And so all my friends were already women. And so I wanted to be a woman. So we had talked about, you remember, tampons didn't, at least now, I mean, they have really nice applicators. Now, before it was like a... Like a thick, you know, toilet paper roll that you had to, you know, put in there to put it up in there. And so, you know, we saw it. And my,
oh, my gosh.
So I saw that and it just, and I don't even know what kind of cigarette it was, but it felt like it was bigger than other ones. And then I got poison ivy standing there,
and
which
you
was
thought
really
it was
bad.
A punishment, like, for smoking,
I
right?
thought it was like an instant karma. You were smoking, bad girl. I'm going to give you poison ivy all over both of your horse legs.
Oh. You're going to get poison ivy on your horse legs.
On my horse legs. Oh, gosh.
Oh, my gosh.
But okay, I wanted to be a woman so bad because all of my friends had their period, and I didn't. They were already women.
Oh, gosh.
You were, as Brittany said, not a woman, not yet a girl, or not a girl, not yet a woman. Yeah.
We were right in the middle there, but 10, 11, 12, we were obsessed with talking about that. I don't know if that's the case now, but.
Okay, Don, you got to replay it one more time.
Okay,
we got to hear Alexis one more time. Okay. That's just, there's so much to, there's a lot of luggage to unpack.
Oh,
here's one more time.
Wait, hold on.
Okay, I'm sorry.
It's all right.
Who cares? It's Friday.
Okay. Yeah.
We're barely on the air. Here we go.
Once upon a time, each of us was just a 10-year-old girl with a diary. Same goes for our own Alexis and Don, who recently found their old diaries.
I found her diary underneath the tree and started reading about me.
This is Dear Diary with young Alexis and young Dawn. Let's go back to Lincroft, New Jersey, 1992, and 11-year-old Alexis Thompson.
June 1992. Dear Diary, Lana's older brother Jeff is so mean. We were climbing trees in their backyard, and he told me I have horse legs. Do I have horse legs? I tried smoking. So gross. Lana stole one from my mom's purse. We went into the woods behind my house. It was like sucking on a smoky tampon. And guess what? I got poison ivy. Never doing that again. When is my period gonna start? I want to be a woman. Bye for now. Love, Alexis.
Oh,
my gosh. I see, every time I listen to it, I think of something else that's my favorite.
Right.
Like, right now, my favorite is, I want, and it's the reading of the little girl who plays you.
That
it's
she her, makes it. Yeah.
When she goes, when you go, I want to be a woman. I want to be a woman.
My gosh.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, we were so weird.
Yeah. Oh. I didn't really do it. I need to bring in, I have one diary entry that I kept for like, I think I kept it for like 3 days. And then but it's hysterical because obviously it's all about Dallas and my grandma.
Oh, please, Jace.
Yeah. I wrote it while I was at my grandma's house. I wrote it while I was at my grandma's house. So I tell you what I'm eating. Obviously, it's food in Dallas. That's all I cared about.
Oh, my gosh.
I tell you the snacks that she's giving me, and then I go through the plot of Dallas.
What
for that
are
episode,
you?
It was 1984, so I'm 10. I'm 10.
Okay, we'll get a little boy actor. Yeah, to it. We'll,
what season was it, Jace? Do you remember?
Well, that actually, what's funny, Lex, it's my favorite theme song season. It's the 1984-85. And it was when Donna Reed took over as Miss Ellie that season. It's the season that Bobby dies at the end.
Oh my gosh.
So,
spoiler alert.
So, spoiler alert, guys. 40-year-old spoiler alert. Bobby Ewing dies. Yeah. It's this.
What version was that again?
This is 84-85 version 2. And I'll give you a little thing. There's this little guitar solo that's coming up as soon as I press play again that's different every year right here. Oh, hold on a minute. That's different every year. They do like
that's
a different.
Jazzy.
Yeah, anyway. So, yeah, that was, and I did. So I have that somewhere, and I bought it from one of our book sales. You remember how you used to have to sell books?
And I all the like Scholastica
book stuff.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, yeah. And you'd get and those little crappy toys at the end.
Yep. And I bought a My Diary, and I kept it, like I said, for 3 days.
Oh,
and it was all about
that.
Yeah, so I got to bring that in.
Yes,
I got to bring that in. Well, hashtag I want to be a woman. When we come back, another woman, Dawn McClain, will give us the dirt alert when we return.
My Talk 107.1. Everything.
There's always money in the banana stand.
Entertainment.
This is a My Talk dirt alert.
Welcome back, everybody. Dirt alert time. Elizabeth continues to be with her family, so our good friend Dawn McClain will do the dirt alert for us. What do we have today, Dawn?
Okay. The biggest story is the news that the early developments for an Obi-Wan Kenobi movie, we've talked about this in length during the show today. We definitely need Ewan McGregor in that role.
Yes. Oh, my goodness, yes.
And so the director, Stephen Daltrey, is from Billy Elliot. That's really good news, right?
Believe me. Yes. He's a great, great guy. And Billy Elliot's one of my favorite movies.
Right. So that's kind of a surprising addition. It's really the only bit of information we have about this. There isn't a script yet. They haven't cast anything. And they say that Ewan McGregor, his role isn't guaranteed. Because there's no script. You don't know what time period they're doing this. So, but we're all really excited. Should be in 3 years.
Yes.
3 years.
Electricity.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's again, as we said earlier, I don't want to nerd out. Please get Ewan McGregor back. That's all I'll say.
Yep.
Yeah.
And speaking of Ewan McGregor, he did an interview. Let's see. This is, I don't even know who it's from, but read this article yesterday about his Emmy nomination. I did not realize that he was nominated 20 years ago for being on ER.
What?
Really?
Yeah, that was his first Emmy nomination.
Huh.
And he talks in this about that he loved working with Juliana Margulies. He was a big fan of the show. So, yeah. Now, he also was told he did not know who he was up against in this Emmy nomination for Fargo, which I think is hysterical. It's not him being like, oh, I'm too good to watch this. He's just super busy. And so the reporter's like, okay, this is your competition. Robert De Niro, Jeffrey Rush, Riz Ahmed, and John Turturro. And his answer was, oh, my God, I don't stand a chance. It's like, I'm not going to win, but wow, it's great to be, you know, in such great company.
Yeah.
And I got to tell you that I believe that. I don't think he's being coy for the sake of, because I remember when he was on Colbert, and this isn't really, it's not really apples to oranges.
Yeah.
But, you know, he was Lumiere in the live action Beauty and the Beast. And Alexis, don't you say a word about the size of the candle. But anyway, he was Lumiere. And Colbert was like, well, obviously you watched the animated one, and he's like, no, I never watched it. Like he had no idea about the movie. Like he didn't ever watch the original, didn't see the original performance, blah blah blah. So I think he's just a busy guy and leads a much different life. So, yeah.
And he did play two roles on Fargo. Yeah. And did you ever finish it, Jason?
No.
I didn't either. And I don't know what I stopped watching.
He didn't take the 45 minutes to watch that film?
No. Here we go. Quickly, go to another subject.
Okay, so
quickly.
I'm going to get a little catty about this, but the creator of The Bachelor sent out a tweet making it sound like he wouldn't want Peter Krause to be the star the next season. And it's like,
why?
He didn't ask. Well, because Peter is the one, he was second place, and it was clear that Rachel Lindsay was more in love with Peter than who she chose, Brian, but she just absolutely needed that marriage proposal. It was a non-negotiable to her. And he's like, I can't tell you that I'm going to be able to do that within this short amount of time. I really see us together in the future. So anyway, we had this horrible, painful reunion that we had to watch that was live reaction to the finale, which was terrible. Whoa. And we had to see him in so much pain. So I think the audience really felt for him. They don't want him to be The Bachelor because they realize that this is not the right process for
him.
And
he wouldn't want to be.
No, he doesn't want to be. And he didn't ask. So don't get on your high horse, dude. And
no, I don't like that.
Like, why are you addressing it anyway? He didn't ask to be The Bachelor, and he doesn't want to.
He has women swooning all over the place now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he didn't quite get the girl, but you know what? Whew.
I don't think
everybody
she's right
else
for him.
Wants to jump on him.
Yeah, for sure. I follow his Instagram. Hot posts every day. Mm-hmm. Yeah. How do you feel about Justin Theroux? Are you a fan? I'm a huge fan.
I don't really think about him.
Okay.
It's kind of how when people freak out over like George Clooney or what's his face? John Hamm.
Okay.
Whatever. Right. I just don't think about him.
Yeah, well, he was in a David Lynch film, Mulholland Drive, years ago. So that's when I started following his career. And then now married to Jennifer Aniston. And then I started watching The Leftovers, which I think he's excellent in. Well, he's been added to a new Netflix series called Maniac. And I really am interested in this show. It's a dark comedy, and it's about a family who it's actually takes place in a psychiatric care facility. So it's all the imaginings of this guy that's just imagining his life. The imaginings.
Oh yeah, and this is the one Emma Stone's already attached to the project.
Yes, exactly.
Jonah Hill.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And I also read another thing about him where he and Jennifer Aniston, they just like to one-up each other on jokes. That's like the basis of their relationship, which is great. And she'll call him on a joke if it's not funny. She's like, that's not funny. It's not good.
That's not funny. Yeah. You know what's not funny is the fact that we have another pair of Shania Twain tickets that we want to give away next. But you have to play Man, I Feel Like a Millionaire, a Who Wants to Be a Millionaire style game. We're looking for five contestants. We'll start with caller number one and go until we get a winner.
Yes.
The phones are open now. 651-641-1071, 651-641-1071. We're looking for five callers. We'll start with number one. Man, I Feel Like a Millionaire is next.
Lori and Julia.
I feel like there's going to be competitions, and I feel like we've got the zookeeping. We've got some zookeeping advantage.
Well, we've had a zookeeper on our show before.
Bingo.
Yes.
Okay. We're the only show that has the orangutan, the head orangutan lady at the Como Zoo.
We hosted an event at the Como Zoo twice.
Bingo. Thank you, Julia. Fed giraffes before I went on my safari.
Oh, yeah.
I've been on safari, so I've been in many of the animals' lands. Plus, we've camped.
Absolutely.
So we've been in bear land.
I've gone to the Como Zoo whole life.
Julia, here's the thing. You are a mother. Donnie is a father.
And you are a cub.
And I went on a safari.
Okay.
Lori and Julia with producer Donnie Love on My Talk 107.1. Everything entertainment.
Out boost. If they want the drama, got the old.
Yo, yo, yo.
Shift the hard crew. or 8:32 coming up on 8:33. Welcome back, everybody. Jason and Alexis in the morning on My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment, Everything I Need Tick Spray. I'm Jace with Lex and producer and Jedi Master Don McClain. Okay, we're not going to waste any time because this, as we know, Alexis knows well, this game can stretch on for hours.
Days.
days.
I'm just kidding.
Or days, too.
It's Friday. No, right. I don't want to stay here too long.
No, I don't either. We got a hold of some Shania Twain tickets for her concert, for her Now concert next year at the Xcel Energy Center, thanks to our friend Jorah and all of our family out there at the X. The darn tickets don't even go on sale, and we got a hold of them. And you know how we do that. We sleep with people. So I'm just saying, yeah. So we're not just going to give you, this is where, you know, Alexis is very, very sweet, but this is where Alexis gets very ornery. She's like, we're not just going to give these tickets away. Right, Lex?
No. Yeah.
You have to work for them. Mm-hmm. So ladies and gentlemen, it's time to play Man, I Feel Like a Millionaire. That's right. This is a Who Wants to Be a Millionaire style game. I have questions that I've chosen from real second grade categories. Second grade grammar, second grade geography, second grade U.S. history. They're in no particular order, so I do that to be fair, so the questions pop up, and we never know what it's going to be. We have five contestants standing by. We'll start with contestant number one and go down the row until we get a winner. Each contestant has to answer three questions right, and if they do that, they win the tickets, and each contestant gets one lifeline to use, either ask Alexis or ask Dawn. If you're ready, we're ready. Let's meet contestant number one. Hi, Carrie. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good, thank you. Carrie, where are you calling from?
Minneapolis.
Are you a big Shania Twain fan?
Yes.
Okay, good. That's good. It would be horrible if you instantly said no right there.
Yeah,
we've had that happen. Believe me, Lex. Remember the share tickets?
Yeah,
this woman,
like,
we had share tickets, and this woman was calling in. And I said, so, you ready to play? She goes, yeah. And I go, are you a share fan?
No,
not really.
Nope.
I literally wanted to hang up on her. But anyway, Carrie, here we go. Question number one. The category, my friend, is second grade science. Here we go. Fill in the blank. The North Pole of two magnets will blank each other. The North Pole of two magnets will blank each other.
Sounds naughty.
The North Pole of two magnets will blank each other. You do have a phone a friend. You do have one lifeline.
Let's see. Will attract each other?
Attract each other. Well, one of those makes sense. Yeah. So you attract each other. You want to do your final answer on that?
Sure.
Final answer. There we go. The North Pole of two magnets will attract each other. Is Carrie right? No, I'm very sorry. They will repel. They will repel each other. Thank you, Carrie. Let's go to Christina on line two. Christina, welcome to the show. How are you?
Great. How are you?
Good, sweetheart.
Yeah.
Christina, are you a Shania Twain fan?
Woohoo!
Yes.
That's a yes.
Yeah.
Okay, Christina, you know the rules. You have one lifeline to use. We're ready. You're ready. Let's play. Okay, the category for you, Christina, is second grade grammar. Second grade grammar. And here is your question, and it is a multiple choice.
Yes.
Which of the following is a complete sentence? A, the cold night. B, the sun shines. Or C, a long day.
The sun shines. B.
We locking that in for a final answer?
Yep.
Okay. Is she right? Of course she's right. course she's right. Sunshines is a complete sentence. Mm. Christina, you are two questions away from Shania Twain. Let's play. Okay, here we go. Oh, there we go. You lucked out. This is also multiple choice.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Second grade U.S.
Like that through high school.
I know, me too. The category, second grade U.S. history, Christina. Here we go. Who was ambassador to France during the American Revolutionary War? Was it Thomas Jefferson, Benjamin Franklin, or General Lafayette? Who was ambassador of France during the American Revolutionary War? Thomas Jefferson, Benjamin Franklin, General Lafayette.
I'm going to guess Franklin. Yeah.
Are we locking that in?
Yeah.
So good guess.
Benjamin Franklin. Is she right?
Is he right?
Okay, this is where the rubber meets the road, as they say in Texas. You are one question away. You still have your lifeline in place to either call Alexis or Dawn. Are you ready to play?
I am ready, Jason.
Okay, here we go. For all the peanuts.
Yep, got it.
Here we go. Which of the following is not in South America? This is a multiple choice. Which of the following is not in South America? The Andes Mountains, Congo, or Bolivia?
Congo.
Are we locking that in?
Yes. Oh.
She sounds very confident. She didn't even use a lifeline. Congo is her answer. Is she right for the Shania Twain tickets? Christina is going home with the Shania Twain tickets.
Woo-hoo!
Thanks to our friends at the Xcel Energy Center. Congratulations, Christina.
Yes.
Great, guys.
Congratulations. We are going to put you on hold, and Dawn McClain will get your information.
Yes.
And again, these tickets don't even go on sale until the 25th. They don't even go on sale till the 25th. So if you didn't get a chance to play or win today, everybody, do not worry. You can still get tickets. It's the 25th, by the way. They go on sale, like I said, 10 a.m. And Shania is coming to the Xcel Energy Center on Tuesday, May 15th, 2018. Well, that was exciting. I always love when people that are fans actually win the game. So
yes,
there we go. Okay, 8:41. We're going to take a break and we'll be right back.
Thursday morning on the Jason and Alexis Show, we found out what Project Down and Dirty 7 is gonna be.
This year's Project Down and Dirty for 2017 is... Project Down and Dirty! Zookeeper.
I get to pet me!
That's right. We are going to go live, work, and play at the Minnesota Zoo.
Oh, yes!
Yes!
Oh, my gosh.
And
we're going to shovel poop, guys.
Yes! We're going to shovel poop.
If I could talk to the animals.
So, yeah, we have that to look forward to. Kind of thought my shoveling poop days were behind me, but this will be fun. As long as I don't have to share quarters with a snake.
But enough about Julia. Project Down and Dirty Zookeeper will take place October 11th through the 13th at the Minnesota Zoo.
More details to come soon, including what animal charities we'll be raising money for and all the fun ways listeners can be a part of Project Down and Dirty 7, Alexis's dream come true. I mean, Zookeeper, on My Talk 107.1.
What do you wanna feel? Let's just enjoy the thrill. I'll take over the wheel and give you the touch you're missing. Get up, get up. Hands on your waist, let's go. Get up, get up. Girl, you got the vibe, I'm up for the climb. Get up, get up. Hands on your waist, let's go. Get up, get up. Girl, you got the vibe, I'm up for the climb. Beautiful as you are, I wanna light up your dark. Maybe you don't believe in me, it's hard to know.
Welcome back, everybody. Jason and Alexis in the morning. Oh, I'm Jason, Lex, and producer Dawn McClain. Thank you for being here, everybody. We're wrapping up a Friday. It's very is it cloudy? It's very cloudy.
Yes.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. Okay. My husband was just texting. I was very confused. We just played, if you missed it, we were playing a millionaire, asking like second grade history and stuff. And he got one of the questions right because of Hamilton.
Oh, the ambassador to France.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know the answer to that. I just want to be honest.
You know what was frightening was as I was reading some of those, as I was, you know, going through some of the questions and then, because what I did was, to keep it totally fair, I took my stack of cards from my fifth grader game. And I just shuffled them around. And as I get ready to read the question, 50% of the time I'm thinking to myself, this is taught in second grade?
Yeah, aren't they still taking naps? And counting to five?
Yes. I was like eating glue. Like, I don't even, you know what I mean?
We were barely making those macaroni necklaces and eating them.
Yeah. I don't remember. I mean, I remember cursive. I think second grade was, they don't even teach that anymore. Yeah.
Just
like, I remember cursive was, it was taught for the first time in second grade. That's when we started doing it. Mm-hmm. Miss Seitz was my teacher. Yeah. Oh, she had like this Dutch boy pan haircut and she did not enjoy me. I had like 50% of the teachers that liked me and then 50% of the teachers that did not like me.
Were you disruptive or?
No, I love how you use the term disruptive. Jathan, were you disruptive?
Were you the class clown? Because I know I was. I was always in trouble.
I was. I was. I was probably very talkative. I was probably disruptive in that way. And some teachers dug that, but like my first grade teacher liked me, Mrs. Rogers, Mrs. Seitz. Oh no! Second grade did not dig me. Obviously, I talk about her all the time. My third grade teacher was the best ever. Fourth and fifth had no time for me, did not dig me. And then my sixth grade teacher, Miss Sotzing, I'm still in contact with today. She loved me and I loved her. Oh, I loved her. She was a young teacher and I bonded with her like nobody's business. Aww. She protected me because sixth grade was really hard. Oh, sixth grade was hard.
Oh, well, did you go to a middle school or a junior high?
I went to an elementary in Indiana. Elementary school was K through six.
Okay.
Junior high was 7 and 8. Mm-hmm. And then high school was 9, 10, 11, 12.
Okay.
Yeah. Me too.
Yeah. But you too, Dawn?
Yeah. I mean, we were all together. But yeah, junior high was 7th and 8th. And then high school was 9 through 12.
Yeah. So
we were the oldest in the school, but it was a hard, that's a hard time.
It's a hard,
it really is.
6, 7, and 8. All of you parents that are going through it right now, perhaps you're listening to us and your kid is getting ready to go into junior high. Let me go to church for you today and do a prayer because it's just, I don't care how popular your kid is. Like maybe, you know, you have a kid that's very athletic and very popular, like, you know, cheerleader, whatever, jock or just popular. Even the popular kids, that is such a difficult age, you know?
Yeah.
Hormones are raging. You're trying to figure out who you are. Ugh.
Yep.
Ugh. You know, the whole question, you know, the question of, you know, would you go back and live your life over? Thank you. You knew what I was going to say. You know, when you're in a game or just maybe in a drunk conversation, they're like, would you go through life again? No. I would go through life again. I would start all over if I could skip junior high.
Yeah, teenage years maybe.
Yeah. Oh, it's horrible. It's just horrible.
I can tell you, as a parent, that's worse than being in junior high yourself, because your heart breaks. You want to defend them. You want to call up these parents and go, do you have any idea what your son is doing?
Yeah.
Like, just the cruel stuff. My daughter had such a hard time. There was a boy who made a website about her, about her being overweight. And it's like, you know, like alexisisfat.com or whatever it was. I didn't find this out until she was in ninth grade. And I seriously, I still would love to talk to the parents of that kid or talk to the kid himself.
Yes.
It was devastating to her. Devastating.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, I don't want to depress anyone on a Friday,
but
your heart breaks for your kid. You don't know when to step in and when to step back. Like,
right.
You want them to develop the skills to defend themselves and not always go to bat for them. But then there's just some stuff that you just wish that you could take over.
Oh, and there's things, too, that are happening that we don't, you know, cyber stuff.
You don't even know.
You don't even know.
Weird microbes and alien work.
I've said it maybe four or five times on the show in relation to this topic. That's one of the reasons why I really didn't tell my mom, I didn't tell the Dar the extent of my bullying until I was 22 years old.
Yes.
22 years old.
Yep.
And she cried. I said, Mom, I was embarrassing. Like, I couldn't tell you. I didn't want to, I think subconsciously I didn't want to burden you. Mm-hmm. And number two, it's embarrassing. You know, it's embarrassing to tell your mom that you go to school and, you know, you're called a fat fag every day. You know what I mean? It's like, it's just horrible. And I use the F word. Yes, I used it on purpose to prove the point of just a vicious, vicious word. But just awful, awful. So parents of junior high kids, you have our support and sympathy right now. And kids that are going into junior high, because we hate to admit this because it tells us we're old, but Alexis and I have raised... We have now raised almost a generation.
Yes.
We have, Lex.
We
have raised kids. There are kids that have been with us listening with their mom in the car that Lex and I will get email and they're like, well, Lex, Jace, I'm in medical school now.
I know.
Like, what?
Uh-huh.
What?
Oh, my gosh.
It's so true, Jace. Yes, hey, guess what?
I've been listening to you since I was three.
Pretty much.
All right.
Oh. And now I'm in medical school. Congrats. Thanks, Jace. Thanks, Lex.
Oh, Mom Doogie Howser.
Oh, my gosh.
For my master's, and I listen to you in fourth grade. Yeah, thanks. That's wonderful. Congratulations, kid. Get out of my face.
Yeah. God.
We're old.
Oh, yeah.
We are very, very old. Oh, well. Hey, guys, thanks for a really great week.
It's been a fun week.
It's been real fun. And Project Down and Dirty and reading all your comments on Facebook to the different links, whether it's the pictures of Alexis literally peeing her pants or just the announcement, the support. You guys love these things as much as we do. And I was reading this morning some of your comments about Project Down and Dirty Zookeeper and how excited you guys are. A lot of you think this is going to be the best one. I think it's going to be one of the most fun ones that we will do. So thanks a million. And we really just
the best in the world.
You really are. We're not just blowing smoke. The station's doing wonderful, and it's all because of you. And we love that you love us, and vice versa. That's going to do it. We're out of here. We're going to go get a margarita, and we Woo-hoo! Advise you to do the same thing. Yes. If you are a kid that's being bullied, listen to the three of us. Just know that you are perfect, just the way that you are. So go out there and be yourself, because nobody can tell you're doing it wrong. Or as Alexis would say,
you be you.
We'll see you Monday, everybody. Bye.
It's a beautiful day.
My Talk 107.1. Everything.
There's a mistake. Moonlight, you guys won Best Picture.
Entertainment.